In Parshas Balosche. What does Parshas Balosche tell us about how to live our lives? Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe v'mivah Sinai b'shona hashenis. Vayasminis is a Pesach. And then all of a sudden, Vayiyu anoshim asher hayu tmeim lenefesh odom. Lochu lasus ha-Pesach bayom ha-hu. They couldn't make a korban Pesach. What do? We're tomei. On the one hand, they were the nosei ar, they were the ones who were involved in carrying the Atzmos Yosef, the Atzmos Hashvatim. They were osei b'mitzvah. But they didn't want to miss out on another mitzvah. Vayom aleihem Moshe. Moshe said, Imdu ve'eshmo. Ma yitzava Hashem lochem. Now, this is a very incredible pasuk. That means Nevuah is an incredible event. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchem Lochem. One creates the, created the world. He's the one who runs the world. Everything that happens in this world happens because of him. And while it's true that I have a neshama that I was given when I was born, but still, I'm a boss of Adam. A person, in order to communicate with directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a back and forth, means every one of us communicates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. Confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Baruch Ato Hashem. Ato. Hashem. And the Rashba says, he's Nigla Venista. We confront him, but he's hidden from us. And at the end of the parsha, what does it say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to Miriam and Aaron. Now Miriam and Aaron were Nevi'im on an unbelievable Madrega. They're all in the Madrega of when they died, one of the few people who died with a Mises Nashika. What does Mises Nashika mean? That the guf and the neshama are attached. In Misa, the guf and the neshama separate from each other. Sometimes it happens, and that's what happens in most cases, because the guf falls apart. That's illness. And once the guf falls apart, then the neshama is left by itself. That's normal Misa. Mises Nashika is different. The guf doesn't fall apart. The neshama becomes so spiritual that it becomes detached from a guf. Three people we know who died with a Mises Nashika: Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Vayomer Shem Moshe al pi Hashem. Aaron al pi Hashem. Miriam al pi Hashem. That's why with Moshe Rabbeinu when he died, says the Chos, it wasn't that his body disintegrated and therefore the neshama was left by itself. Vayomer Shem Moshe Eved Hashem al pi Hashem. Vayomer Shem Moshe Eved Hashem b'eretz Moav al pi Hashem. And it says the Chos ein avo neslecha. His body was intact. Body didn't disintegrate. His neshama became so spiritual, it just departed. Departed. So you're talking about Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Very few people ever in the history of the world are on such a high spiritual level. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam? Im Yen Neviachim Hashem, it says, if there will be Neviim, Hashem b'mare lo v'svata. It's not that a person can, while he's awake, connected to his physical body, can communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. It means he goes into a trance, sees a vision, but there's no back and forth communication. B'chalom adar rabo. Mara. Mochen avdi moshe b'chol besi nemon hu. I converse back and forth. That is the only person who ever reached that madrega of back and forth. But Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us something else. Not the one of Kodesh Baruch who decides to talk to him is the back and forth. Moshe Rabbeinu can decide, I want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to talk to me. Beginning of Vayikra, the Vayikra Moshe, he calls Moshe. Okay? It's up to a Kodesh Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu was in such a madrega, he says, listen, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I have to talk to you. That's Pel Peh Adabibo. Kashe Yadabi Ishal Reyehu. As a person talks to a friend. You'll call him up. I have to talk to him. Moshe Rabbeinu understood his own madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu understood his own madrega, and at the same time it says, "Vayish Moshe onav ma'od." But Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Imdo ve'eshma." Tomorrow, I'm going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll prepare myself. This. So he's saying an unbelievable thing. Then I'm on the madrega that. If I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine, I'll talk to you. Talking about the Melech Malchem Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's on our Madrega so far. Moshe is the Eved Hashem. That's why Moshe could be the one to communicate the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Because there's a difference between Moshe and other Nevi'im. Yechezkel, Yemayahu, and Nevuos. But they were not Omer El Ragov standing. Erva Omer. No. They went into a trance and they saw some sort of a vision. But there's no back and forth. Moshe Rabbeinu, Gemara and Kedushin says, Aspaklari Hame'iru. Absolute clarity. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, communicated with words. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu could dictate the Torah. Gracious bar elokim as a shemayim as aretz. Word by word was his verbal communication. That is the most incredible thing. How we begin and the conclusion of the parsha. And then he gives them all the halachas of Pesach Sheni. It's the second year. It's the Chanukah HaMishkan. And everything is ready to go on to Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Yom Hakim is HaMishkan. He says, tells us, Api Hashem Yisu, Api Hashem Yachnu. Then he says, prepare the chatzotzos. This is how we're going to move. Everything is being prepared for the move to Eretz Yisrael. And then, Vahi Bashon HaShenish, Bachodesh HaSheni, Beretzon Lachodesh, 20th of Iyar. We're moving. And they begin moving. According to the way everything was set up for them to move. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Chovov ben Ruel HaMijoni, Chosei Moshe, No simanachna, we're on the way. Everything's okay. There was the eagle, they got over the eagle, they built the mishkan, and now they're moving, as Rashi tells us. Kadosh Baruch Hu's in a hurry to get them to Eretz Yisrael. Vayisu mehar Hashem, and they left Har Sinai, and And all of a sudden we have Vayivan Tzorom Vayomer Moshe. Brackets. Crash. What are the brackets for? It's a separate sefer. There's a sefer until now, sefer now. And everything begins to unravel until following the week at Shlach and it's Korach and the 38 years in the Midbar. What went wrong? What went wrong? Vayom ki mesoninim ra beosnei Hashem. Vayishma Hashem. They're mesoninim. They're complainers. What are they complaining about? Eino om el rishoyim, says Rashi. They're looking for an excuse. Hey chlifrosh me'achrei hamokom. V'chein romer b'shimshon. Ra beosnei Hashem. The matzav at that point was unbelievable madrega. There were spiritual people that have recovered. There's the hashras hashchina, but that makes a demand on people to live a life on a certain level. If you're on, and you have to remember, at Har Sinai and in Kriyas Yamsuf, they raised the highest level of Nevuah. They are capable now of living a life on a very unbelievable high spiritual level. And some people, when they're capable of that Madrega, say yes, but not for me. See this Yesharim, Akdom in the beginning, says, a person says in his ruchniyus life, I want to be a mistapik b'muat. Who has to be? So the highest madrega? Even 11 madrega. The marshal, to explain what is the marshal, a person wants to go into an investment. Someone says, listen, if you invest your money here, you'll make $1 million profit. But if you mess it over there, it's a $10 million profit. I'm a mistapek b'muat. I don't have to have all that extra. You ever hear of a businessman who ever said that in his life? Being in business, you're interested in money. And you say, who has to get so much? I mean, if you really don't understand what you're doing in business. You're in a certain madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has to be in that madrega? You don't get what it means. The melech malchei amlocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's making a special kesher with you. And saying, connect to me and you'll be able to move into her strong, unbelievable madrega, a base of migdish, Mashiach can come, Moshe Rabbein. You know what that means? Who needs it? After everything is said and done, this group of people just didn't get the message. Rabbi Oznei Hashem. Shemis Kavnin Shetovo Oznovi. Okay. Vayicharapo. Kodesh Baruch gets angry. V'ktseho b'muktsin shebehem v'shvelus elu Erev Rav. What's the Erev Rav? All the times we have tzoros of an Erev Rav. What happens? Klal Yisrael went through a purifying process in Mitzrayim. They suffered, they put up with it. Even at the same time, and this is very common, you can be growing on one hand, but certain things are pulling you, but there was a certain amount of spiritual growth there. Tremendous. So when the time came for them to leave, they could be Moser Nefesh for Bris Milah, for Korban Pesach and everything, and just move themselves up. Now, and that was the purifying process, what the Chumash calls the Kor HaBarzel of Mitzrayim. the smelting furnace of Mitzrayim. That's why not all the Jews were able to leave. During Magrish Choser, 80% of the Jews stayed back, wicked died. Why? Because that purifying process, some people did not want to be uplifted by the whole experience of Mitzrayim. No. But that 20% who did leave, Chamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, that 20% who did want to leave, so they paid a price. That price of 83 years of slavery, they paid a price. But as they're leaving, and there are a group of Egyptians who see Dam Tzvadei Yakinem Orov Devesh Chin Barer Ar B'choshech, finally Makas B'choros, they're overwhelmed and says, we got to join these people. But sometimes when you want to join and you have a Hesaurus, you didn't pay the price and you're not willing to pay a price. So the moment things aren't going in the greatest way possible, oh, I thought this was going to be, I saw everything. The moment there's any degree of a Nisayan, not for us. We got problems. Who wants to live on that high level? Who can continue living on that high level? And then v'ha'asaf suf asher b'kirbo his'avu ta'avo. What does that mean? His'avu ta'avo. They had taiva tef taiva. Why do we have to be in this thing? Let's create a matzav. We'll be regular human beings with regular taivas. Who has to live beyond and way above all of that? A masavet heftayv, hisavutav. So Charnus hadogo asher adnocha b'mitzrayim chinom, as Rashi says, chinom. Wasn't chinom. They had to work for everything. No, there are no free breakfasts here. What do we say? Halach man yudach halav oson v'aretz Mitzrayim. What were they eating there? The simplest food. A slave did. Yeah, no one ever served slaves steaks. I mean, they didn't get steaks there, don't worry. So what Rashi says, what does chinam mean? Chinam and amitzis. You don't get that madrega that they were at unless you learn to live within limits, not a free, it's not just free. You pay prices. Limitations mean that if you're going to grow, you have to learn within limits and bounds. Someone who doesn't want to live within limits and bounds doesn't understand there's no growth. There's no development without living within limits and bounds. Okay, so what are they complaining about? They're complaining about the mon. Shin Eis Hakishuim Veis Havatichim Veis Hechotzes Absolim Veis Hashumim. The mon could taste like anything in the world and had the properties of anything in this world. You sat down, you wanted a big fat steak, tastes like that. You wanted this, tasted like this. Whatever you wanted, that's what it did. It had all the properties, except five things. Why? It wasn't healthy. But we want everything. No limits. And that is the human being's destruction. He wants everything without limits. Everything without limits. Now, what is it? I would say Haman, and Hamin Ha'etz. Hey, Mem Nun. Gemara says, Haman min Torah min Ayin. Where does it say talk about Haman in the Torah? It says Hamin Ha'etz. The Eitz Hadas. What's the Gemara want to say? Playing on Hey, Mem Nun. And here, Hey, Mem Nun, Haman. So was no. Haman of Russia had everyone in 127 provinces bowing down to him. But there was one Jew who didn't bow. What does Haman say? I don't care. As long as I don't have everything, I don't care what I have. I have to have everything. And that, of course, was Haman's downfall. When Adam and Chava went into Gan Eden, can eat everything. There's one thing there you can't have. You have to have everything. And here the one. It tastes like anything you wanted. But five foods that wasn't healthy. Too bad. Can't have everything in this world. Have to learn to live within bounds. And that was when the Arivrav joined Klal Yisrael. They hadn't gone through that entire purifying process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the Avdus Mitzrayim, of which 80% of Klal Yisrael didn't get that purification. They just jumped on the bandwagon. It's the Arivrav. And it was delivered on their front door. Perfect food. Okay. And at that point, all of a sudden, something happened. Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. Anoch harises kol am azeh emanoch yudatihu. Somer eila yisrael b'chekecha kashe yiso omenes hayonek. Me'ayin libosa. Lot says kol am azeh. How am I going to meet for all of these? They want meat, they want this. So, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Meat. I have no problem giving the meat. Hayad Hashem Tikso. They want meat. I'll give them meat. Actually, Yetzim Yap until it's coming out of their noses. Yan Ma'astim As Hashem Asher Bekir Bechem. That's a very deep pasuk. Im Lo Shenotati Shchinosi Beinechem. Lo Gova Libchem Likonis. If I hadn't lifted you up by Hashras Hashchina, you wouldn't want that. If you've been scrounging around the desert to get food, no. I gave you everything on a golden platter. Because I lifted you up, I brought my Shchina, and Shchina brings bracha, this unbelievable bracha. And that's what did it. Okay. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring the Sanhedrin. Well, where's the Sanhedrin until now? So Chazal tells us, the Rambam makes a very big thing out of this. The Sanhedrin all died. At that point, they had to have a brand new Sanhedrin. Why? What? Why'd they die? Go back to Parshas Mishpatim. It says, "Vayiru eis ha'elokei Yisrael v'tzachas raglov v'elotzilei b'nei Yisrael v'osholach yodo v'yechzu es elokim v'yochu v'yishtu." They had Maror Nevuah confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har Sinai, also unbelievable, and they're sitting and eating, chewing on a hamburger or something. You realize what's happening? You realize what's occurring? But if that's the leadership, no wonder that Klal Yisrael themselves couldn't appreciate what was happening. Kadosh Baruch Hu said they have to replace. They should have died then, Rashi tells us, Chazal tells us. But not to disturb the whole simcha of Maimon Har Sinai, it waited to the consequences of that sort of attitude really brought fruit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the meat, and all the slav came, and everyone had 10 massive, a massive amount of meat, and while they're eating the meat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'm going to show you, and a whole group of people died. The Moshe Benes Mispalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives them. What's the story about? The story is about a very simple thing. People have opportunities to lift their lives up. Every one of us is given opportunities to live your life up, to live on a different madrega, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more serious way. Every one of us is given that opportunity. Some people take that opportunity. Some people fight that opportunity because they don't really appreciate what it means to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more serious way. Number one. Number two. And growth in every area comes with sacrifice and limitations. Can't have the best of all worlds. If you're not willing to give up certain things, you're not going to grow. A person who wants to make it in any field has to sacrifice. Anything. You want to make a massive fortune, go into the field X. They work 28 hours out of every 24 hours in a day. We're 8 hours a week out of the 7 days in the week. They're working their heads off. You're sacrificing. Why? Because a certain goal you want to get. That the Eiravs not willing to, they're not willing to sacrifice. To live a life on a madrega, if you understand what it means to live a life on a madrega, there in the midbar with the Shechin and the Mishkan, and going into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, if you understand what that means, open your eyes what it means. That you have a leader who can tell the Melech Malchim Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to talk to you tomorrow. Sometimes some people just don't get the message. They don't get the message. And they bring down everyone around them. And that's why this is what happens. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're moving, we're on the move. And all of a sudden, we've got the brackets, a brand new sefer. And the consequence the week after that is Shlach the Meraglim. It's all over and everything's finished. This door can't do it. You can't have everything in this world. We live with limitations. And when you want everything in this world, you know what you end up with? Nothing. They're sacrificing. So some people sacrifice for money. Other people sacrifice for COVID. Other people sacrifice for all sorts of tithes. People sacrifice for everything. Because you give up X because Y is valuable. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shlomo HaMelech, ask me for one thing. That means if I want X, I'm not going to get Y. So he didn't ask for all the wealth in the world. He asked for Chochmah. The Chachm of Torah. Oh, you meant you're willing to give up the money, you're willing to give up this, you're willing to give up everything. Okay, I'm going to give you everything. But when he made that request, I want one thing and I'm willing to give up everything. It's So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. No one gets everything in this world. You have to know what's important. You're giving up one thing for another thing. And Klal Yisrael had the most incredible opportunity at that point. And they were pulled down by the Erevah, people who hadn't paid a price. Everyone pays a price. And you grow from that price. And this is, and we begin with a story of Moshe Rabbeinu saying, if people had stopped and said, what a schus it is that we have a person who's in such contact with the Melech Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they may have said it different. And he's going to lead us into Eretz Yisrael to lead the most exalted life possible. So what do you want? Rabbeinu said, we got a problem. And there are no onions here. There's not enough garlic here. There's no watermelon here. Avatiach, whatever, beets, whatever. Avatiach is watermelon, beets, whatever. I want watermelon. Who's giving you anything you want? Fine, but I want watermelon. It's a very deep parsha about human behavior. It's a very deep parsha about what we should be thinking about ourselves, of our goals, and how we lead a lot of things.